This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists are going down, baby, down. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Good news for you. Leftism is on a pretty soon a permanent vacation. It's going on a vacation. The people are not even going to want to be associated with it. And it's going to change little by little. It's going to take a real effort on behalf of a lot of people. But I'm telling you, it's about to change. You're a part of it. You're in the midst, in the mix, in the midst of it. Pick which one you want. Yeah, you're in the middle of it. You're involved, and that's a good thing. See, you're finally at a point where you're beyond recognition of the nonsense of the left, and you've gone from recognition to saying, no, I'm not just going to recognize it. I'm going to react to it. I'm going to get in somebody's grill. I'm going to get in somebody's face. You're defending yourselves more on Facebook. You're defending yourselves more with your family, even a few friends. You're okay to give up a few people, a few rotten apples, people that you thought were good folks. You wanted to trust. Old high school friends, old college friends, whatever, sweethearts, you name it. You're not taking any guff, and good for you. It's long overdue. You see your kids doing things, and they used to be, you'd be like, I just got to get along with my daughter. She's a total liberal or whatever. Now you're like, you're an idiot. What are you talking about? I didn't raise you this way, young lady. What do you wait till you get into the real world. Don't call me needing something. And you're getting it. You're putting it out there to the kids. You want to live as a leftist? Then don't depend on mom and dad. Because let me tell you, the minute you call me back, I'm going to remind you that you're a leftist. You know, hanging out with that cell phone, you know, and all these apps and stuff you've got. How you're doing, you know how leftism is. Waiting for somebody else to pay for this or, you know, and living the I love how these people, they all think that they're so much better than you because they're vegans or, you know, some crazy leftist concept. I don't eat meat, so I'm better than you. No, you're not. You're just skinny and pasty and sick. You're going to need that Obamacare. Shut up. You ain't no better than I am. And you, oh, man. I could beat up on leftists all day because they give me the reason. You guys heard about this tax hike they did in California, tuition hike. University of California system. Raised tuition on out-of-state students, $1,000. But it doesn't apply to illegal aliens. If you're illegal, you can get out of it. So I said, well, declare yourself illegal. Yeah, declare yourself illegal and get that $1,000 off. Yeah, but it says here, Kevin, you were born into... I lie to you, okay? No, I'm not legal. I'm illegal. I'm from Ixtapa, Mexico, okay? We good now? We good? Okay, good. I don't know what you do. I'll tell you a quick story. So, a friend of mine works in a hospital, a nurse, and she's telling me stories. She's like, now get this. I go in to call on a man, and, you know, I'm checking on a man, and when I go in there, the new policy is I have to be accompanied by a man because she's a woman. I have to be accompanied by a man. I go, really? What do you think you're going to do? Sexually molest him? She goes, I don't know, but I have to have a man. She goes, but we're understaffed. So she says, I have to go get it done. I'm understaffed. I got a whole docket of things that I got to go work. So I just go call on the dude or whatever. But the hospital is at risk. I'm at risk. And I said, yeah, they are. I go, what prompted this? She says, I don't know. Somebody probably complained. I think it was a woman who complained that a male nurse came in. And so the male nurses, it works opposite too. The male nurse, while he's working on her, he has to bring in a female nurse. Now, it goes to make sense to say, well, just let a male nurse work on a male patient and a female nurse work on a female patient, right? I mean, if you're going to do it that way, I personally just say, I want a nurse. I want a good nurse. I don't care who they are. But no, she says, that. So that's the way it is. And I said, well, this is an interesting dilemma. I said, and one that I love. I said, I love this because leftism has a way of showing you how it cannot work, but you can use the rules to apply to yourself. So she says, well, what would you do? I said, well, ultimately, this is costing. I said, you think about what leftism did. It now gives two jobs. It gives two jobs where only one is needed. And she says, well, that's true. I said, not in all cases. It isn't double your staff, but because sometimes there are males to work on males and females to work on females. Right? She goes, yeah. I said, but now that you can declare, because I said, this is a silly rule anyway, because I could be gay, you know, in other words, I'm a male gay guy and I work on a guy. Can the patient not complain and say, oh, he was totally all gay, you know, want to get, you know, squeeze me by my boop boops, whatever. And yeah, I could create a kerfuffle that way as well. She says, you're exactly right. It could, you know, I could be a lesbian working on a woman. And she says, oh, she was a little frisky with me, this old lesbian girl, the nurse. And I said, yeah, you're right. So I said, so here's what you do. I said, the hospital has a great way to protect itself. She says, what do you mean? I said, look, you don't need to hire these people. I said, you just profess to be whatever the person is. So if you go into a room and it's a man, then you say, hi, my name is, you know, Kimberly, but you can call me Dan. Yeah, Nurse Dan. And I said, so you become Nurse Dan. You can be, it's relative, you know, to what you want to be at any given moment. And I said, so when they review the records and they say, boy, you guys have a lot of violations here. You had a lot of women working on men working on women. You had gays working on the wrong gay-y, you know, and all these other things. And I said, you say, no, we had zero violations. Zero. And I go, what are you talking about? You go, no. So, you know, Kimberly is Dan when she calls on men. If she calls on lesbian women, then she's Butch Kimberly, you know, or she's Dainty Kimberly, depending on if she's a butch woman or submissive or whatever. Or she becomes a gay guy if she needs to work on a gay guy. You get what I'm saying? You can be whatever you want to be, and every one of the nurses has been trained in how to morph into the personality of the person that they're treating. So it isn't like you have to be Dan for a day and your name is Kimberly and you're a chick. You can be Dan for the moment and then go right back to being Edna if you need to. If it's an old woman, you could be Edna. And so she starts laughing. And I said, no, that's going to be your out. Trust me when I tell you this. The hospital is going to say, nope, all of our nurses are diversity trained to morph. What's that X-Men character that could be whatever they wanted it to be? I forget her name, but she was in blue. Rebecca Romijn played her, and then so did Jennifer Lawrence. But that's who you're going to be in the hospital. And that's who you're going to be in life. You can be whatever you want. There should be no there is no discrimination ever in this country ever again, because you can profess to be whatever you choose. See, that's how you make liberals live with their own nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I started out talking about how you're winning and telling you about some of the silly things that are going on, and I shifted gears. I ended up telling you about this hospital case. It's a true story. Having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she told me about this hospital, you know, deal where she says, "I can't work on men. They want men to work on men." She's in an ER. She's like, you can't be picky about who you work on. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Do you want the most qualified person? I don't care what it is you're doing. Let me ask you this. So you're black or white or woman or Latino or Guatemalan midget, whatever you may be. And you need a service, a product or a service. I'm just going to be blunt. Do you care that the person who provides that product or service is the best and provides the best product or service to you? Or do you say, nah, even if it sacrifices a little bit of quality, I'll take the person who maps to my ideology, my way of thinking? Do you take, you know, the Latino because you're Latino? Do you take the black? So let's say you're going to buy something and you're going to buy a purse. Okay, you're a woman and you're going to buy a purse. You're a white woman. No, let's make you black. You're a black woman, you're going to buy a purse. And three places have the purse. A dude sells the purse at 40% discount, then you could get it from a white woman, and at a 50% discount, then you can get it from the black chick. Who do you buy it from? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm a black woman. I'm buying it from the white dude at 50% off, discount. I'm buying the least expensive at the same level of quality. I don't even care. And I'll bet you so would most black women. Because as much as they may like old sister girl over there, they want their money to go farther. They might even buy two purses from that white dude. You get what I'm saying? Isn't that the way? That's what I love about capitalism. Capitalism is an equalizer. It is. You could have a bias. You could say, man, I love people that look like Kevin Jackson. If Kevin Jackson charges, I'm talking about my doppelganger, if he charges me twice what some white dude that looks like the bottom of grandma's feet, I'm going to buy from that white dude, period. Same quality? Okay, hand it to me. Just don't hand it to me. I'll get it myself. You know what I mean? I don't want him touching it if he look like grandma's feet. But you get what I'm telling you. You're the same way. See, capitalism has a way of doing that. You could take a vile racist and you could say, okay, here's a motorcycle for $5,000 and the identical motorcycle for $7,500 from your white Aryan brother. And you know what that dude is going to do? He's going to buy that bike from the brother of the Latino. And he's going to act like he's buddies with the dude. Hey, man, how's it going? You sure this bike is only $5,000? Oh, sure, it's 5,000. It's exactly like my white friends over there, man. Exactly like he's, just a lot less expensive, okay? And the guy's going to be like, yeah, I mean, it's exactly the same essay, amigo. He's going to become quick friends with old, Sanchez, because the price is right. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to tell all his white Aryan Nation buddies, don't go buy it from his buddy Carl. Spelled with a K. No, don't buy it from Carl. Mm-mm. Go down and talk to Hector. because he's gonna use a derogatory term to describe Hector, but people, Aryan Nation, white racist, Neanderthals are gonna drag their knuckles over to Hector and get their bikes from him. And I'll tell you another thing. If it comes to fixing the bike or getting parts, if Hector can get you the parts at 50% less than Aryan Nation bro, Carl, they will go to Hector. And pretty soon on Aryan Nation, Carl's going to be going, man, what's up with y'all? Thought we were Broheim. Thought we were brothers. That's the way the system works. And that's what moves people around to say, ooh, I'm going to try this. Think about growing up. How many times did you, I don't know how old you may be, but how many times did you eat Chinese? Did you eat Mexican food? Did you eat Greek food? Did you eat Middle Eastern food? Did you eat whatever? Thai. And now, when you know what you do? When it's time to eat, you're like, I don't know, I guess we'll have Thai. And then you go over there and you see old Pho, or whatever his name is, Vietnamese or whatever, and you're like, hey, Pho sees you. He's like, hey, Kevin, how you do? You do good. Hey, you back? Good to see you. You bring friend? Oh, good. You bring friend. I make something good for you. I bring you a special appetizer, right? And he brings stuff out, and you're like, ouch. And you feel like a big shot. Pho's treating you good, making jokes, having a good time, brings you your food. It's good. Your friends are like, man, this is good. I never ate this before. Everybody's feeling good. But you got a buddy. Your father fought in Vietnam. I'll never go to Vietnam. I'm going to go to Thailand. They look the same to me. But, hey, this is pretty good. And suddenly you've broken down a barrier. That's what capitalism does. But, see, it doesn't get any credit. No. They don't want to credit capitalism for moving people around and making people understand stuff. Let me tell you, I ate at a Chinese restaurant exactly this many times. I'm holding up a zero until I was like 25 years old. This many. Zero. My grandparents didn't eat Chinese. We ate chicken at the chicken shack. That's who I knew. Anyway, I want to go back to this increase in the mistreatment of citizens over illegals. California Assembly Bill 540 mandates that illegal students can obtain in-state tuition if they attend high school in the state for a minimum of 3 years, earn a California high school diploma, and they're saying Congress needs to close this loophole. And, you know, now that it's been exposed, but the fact of the matter is that there should not be something that allows a citizen to not benefit from something that an illegal benefits from. And it's only common sense that even Californians realize that. California is in a state of revolt. Folks, California can be taken back by the Republicans if they were smart about it. I'm not going to do it. I got plenty on my plate. But California could be taken back. There are counties that are mad. It could spread out just little by little. They bring people in, and just like the, you know, just like what's going on in Detroit with the Muslims, where they bring in Dearborn and they just keep spreading out. That's a cancer. Republicanism in California is a good thing. It's like I watched Jumanji the other night. And like sticking that green emerald back in the eye of the panther, and then saying Jumanji, and then the land heals, and suddenly it's green again. Or, you know, I don't know, one of these other Middle Earth fantasy films or whatever. But you get what I'm saying? There's a way to bring it back, because the land in California has gone dark. It's dark. College students, it was funny about this story. We covered it earlier, but I wanted to cover it again. You don't even have to ask for your status. Like, they can't ask you, are you an illegal? So if I'm an out-of-state student, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to go, well, hey, here's the deal. I'm illegal. Wink. I want my $1,000 back. Well, it says here, Kevin. I don't care what it says. By the way, I can become whatever I need to become. You see what I'm saying? You can't tell me, Kevin, you're a black dude. No, no, no. I'm Mexican from Guadalajara. That's the way I want to be listed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Show me where it works. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What is it? Liberalism, leftism, Democrats, not democracy, but show me where it works. Show me where liberalism, leftism works. It doesn't work in a democratic republic. Where do you think it's going to work? You think it's going to work in China? Oh, my goodness, man, it just doesn't work. All these leftists, just show me your utopia. You've been building it for decades. You've been talking about it. You've been saying that you can make things peaceful and harmonious. You took away the guns in London, and you have more crime. Charles Payne said this, spoke to my son this morning about the spike in murders in London. He's at a university there. He also mentioned the spike in acid attacks, including the sad story of a young lady, an aspiring model, now disfigured. Bottom line is evil finds a way to harm humanity with or without guns. See, you, conservatives, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, you are looking for the good in people. You inspire the good in people. You want the best of people. I can tell you right now, I look for the best in people. I believe that you have a gift, and I want it to come out. I say to my audience all the time, look, folks, I get it. You're out there. You feel like you have a voice. You're like, what's Kevin Jackson doing? He's talking common sense. I know common sense. And I say to you, you want to be a part of common sense? Join us. You got a cause? Join us. I've asked two or three people, Kevin, I want to work on something. Will you help me? No. I tell you what I'll do, though. You bring your cause underneath the umbrella of my brand, which is bigger than yours. Not to go bragging or anything. But anyway, you bring it under mine, and I'll help you build it. It'll be your cause. It'll give you instant credibility under my brand. Who does that? Who's asking you to do that? Who's going to take you from obscurity to something big? All you got to do is join TeaPartyCommunity.org, work your cause. I'll find you people, volunteers to help, and you put your passion under that cause and tell people, I'm working with Kevin Jackson. Just don't be a scoundrel, because we're going to check you out. But if you're, and by the way, it doesn't mean you have to be perfect. But if you're a person of good intent and you are passionate about something, we'll help you do it under our umbrella. And you can take credit. I'll get you media. I'll get you on radio, TV. I'll even have you come on my show and talk about it, if that's what you want. Because we need warriors out there, people fighting. Charles Payne's kid is seeing what's going on in London, and he's going, I don't get this. We're seeing that it's not about guns. Leftists say, it's about the guns, man. We just didn't have the guns. London, more crime than New York City. It's about the guns, isn't it? Oh, you know what? It might be about the knives. Jeez. Yeah, you know what? It's about the knives. That's it. If we just didn't have the knives, everybody would be good. Life would be nirvana, you know, utopia, all is good in the world. Well, there's no guns. Now they got knives, and they want to restrict the knives. Oh, we're going to restrict the knives. We're going to restrict the acid. Hey, here's a novel idea. Why don't you restrict the criminals, the leftists, because that's who's doing it. Why don't you start changing the way you view the world? Maybe your world view is wrong, leftist. Have you thought about that? By the way, you're not even willing to defend your worldview. You don't even want to talk about it. You leftist pukes that listen to my show, that come on there, go on TV sanctimonious, arguing with your friends in your little bubbles of ignorance, cocoons of ignorance is what I call them. You couldn't argue, debate, have a discussion about your point of view without getting absolutely pissed because you get your butt kicked in a debate. You wouldn't even dare. I've invited many of you to come on the show and do it. You listen. 844-551-8255. You're invited anytime you want. I'll kick your butt and I won't even be thinking. I'll be like, I'll be getting a manicure or pedicure, you know, getting my eyebrows waxed, and I'll still kick your metrosexual booties while I'm doing what you do every day, man or woman on the other side. And hey, I'm not hating on people to get that done. I'm just saying, I don't need to put my full attention to whooping up on leftists. They're easy. They're easy for you. I give you hints all the time. If you go back at KJRadio.com, listen to any show you want. You will get good quality instruction on how to beat up on a leftist, metaphorically, of course. But they can't argue with you. You don't even have to talk. Just say, look, listen to this. You play my clip and say, now, debate that. And if they want to, ooh, Mr. Jackson thinks he knows something, come on the show. I go all over the country. I've done this all over the world. I'll debate you. Leftists, because you're nothing but a bunch of conniving liars. You don't have a care in the world for the people you claim to care about. And guns is a perfect example. We got leftists screaming, take away the guns, man, take them away, over here, and it's already been tried. In Australia, crime rate through the roof, they took away guns. England, crime rate through the roof, they took away guns. Who do you think has guns in England? Huh? Huh? Not the cops. No. You know who has guns in England? The criminals. Same ones that have guns everywhere. Who uses their guns, their weapons in commissions of a crime? Well, that kind of gives it away. Criminal. Who do you believe uses guns the most in America? Okay, that's not a fair question because it's people protecting themselves. End of story. But in the commission of a crime, it's a criminal. And I'm not talking about, the code goes to say that somebody committing a crime is a criminal. I'm talking about the person who, maybe you're not a criminal, you've got your gun. But the criminal with a gun is going to commit the crime. Not the legal person with a gun. That person isn't going to commit a crime. They don't even, they're like, man, I got my gun for protection. My weapon is for protection. That is the end of it. Not these guys. London crime. And that segues into this scary thing. You know, there's an article in CNN that says, scary police reforms. One, they want to know what these shootings of cops, what should they do? Here's what CNN actually wrote this. One answer can be found in Philadelphia, where a newly elected district attorney, Larry Krasner, is making sweeping reforms and exposing and indicting rogue cops. Krasner, who was elected by overwhelmingly black and Latino voters, heavily supported by the Black Lives Matter movement activists, has been committed to the revolutionary justice reforms he promised during his progressive campaign, and the voters are keeping him accountable. Since taking office in January, Krasner has fired 31 prosecutors who he said did not fit his law reform agenda. He's also publicly released the names of 29 current and former police officers whose misconduct was so flagrant, excessive force, racial bias, burglary, filing false reports. The prosecutors did not want to use them as witnesses, according to Philly.com. Krasner was responding to a court order to publicly release the officers' names, something the previous DA refused to do. Now, let me tell you what Krasner's doing. He's making Philly uninhabitable. I don't know. Look, if you're a rogue cop, I can't stand you. I am about law and order, back to blue. I got a movie coming out called Bleeding Blue. And if you are a crooked cop, I hope you fry in prison. But let me tell you something. The majority of them are not. And what you have is a guy who has now painted the police with a broad brush. You know what he did with the prosecutors? He said, because prosecutors see the worst of the situation. They are talking to the police and going, he did what? She did what to who? So they lose that you know, that pie in the sky attitude that the defense attorneys get that come out of college and go, I'm a social justice warrior and I'm going to help all the black people because that's what my job is to help the black people. So he hires them, fires all the good prosecutors, brings in prosecutors that he says, okay, you need to understand the social justice agenda. And now you've got a court system that says free everybody. Escape from L.A. That's where Philly's headed. Krasner will go down in history as a person who burned Philadelphia to the ground. They said his most groundbreaking work to date is his five-page list of policy changes for the prosecutor's office. Calls for the new policies, quote, an effort to end mass incarceration, bring balance back to sentencing. Measures include ending all prosecutions of marijuana possessions regardless of weight. Scrapping marijuana paraphernalia crimes. So you could bring in 100 pounds of marijuana. You're not getting no harm, no foul. Calls for an end to charges for sex crime workers with fewer than three offenses. Sex crime workers. It's funny when there when you talk about prostitution. Rehab programs for those with more than three. So he's going to put the prostitutes in rehab. The document restructures how plea deals are made, advising prosecutors to begin deals offering lesser prison sentence, not the highest, as has been done in the past. So, yeah, he's making a name for himself. Now, most of these things, they're debatable. I'm reasonable. We can talk about these. I look at sex workers and say, look, if you want to sell your body, who am I to get interfere? You know, that's like you want to smoke a reefer or do a drug. Who am I to talk about? But some of these other things that he's going to be doing, guarantee you, going to put this city in harm's way, residents in harm's way. It's the only way it's going to go. And they call it police reforms. Don't think this prosecutor is going to do anything to reform the citizens of Philadelphia. No, they're all cool. You know, that's a progressive way. The citizens are right. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Zuckerberg is on the Hill defending the actions of Facebook as if he could do that. The guy that said he couldn't believe how dumb F's give him their data. He can do what he wants and they're going to keep on doing it. He knows it. It's funny. He didn't care that he gave the data to the Obama campaign, that he helped Obama win. They convened a group of people in a room. You should see this picture. All these lefties, all these social media giants in Obama's toasting, and they are toasting that they got together and got him elected. Jack, what's his face at Twitter? All of them. all in a conspiratorial thing against you. And I tell people all the time, we've defeated the media. That's what the left is concerned. They're like, well, we're done. We're toast. I gave you the statistics earlier in the broadcast. Media woes are, CNN doesn't even have a show in the top 20. I don't think they have a show in the top 30. I think their first show is number 33 or 34. Anderson Cooper, maybe he's in the 20s. MSNBC has 6 spots. Fox has 14. And how MSNBC stays above the fray is Trump hasn't gone after him. Because he's making his point with CNN. He's saying, I can bring you down. But here's the beauty of it. He's not bringing them down. The truth is bringing them down. You're bringing them down. The only way these guys win is if they have the whole system cooked. They're finding out now. 1.1 million illegal votes for Hillary Clinton. Do you think Mueller's going to look into that? Do you think the left even care? They'll talk about, we won the popular vote. No, you didn't. If we played it square, I'm talking about just on the vote, no illegal votes. I bet you Trump won by 2 million votes, easily over Hillary Clinton. His electoral vote was even higher. If we played it fair and the media covered it 50-50, they were just, you make up your own minds. Trump beats Hillary Clinton probably by 5 million to 7 million votes, easy. If they played it fair, and told you what was really happening in the economy, the stock market would have already punched through 30,000. If they played it fair. But they don't. There is no good news for Donald Trump when it comes to the left. And that's okay. Let me tell you why. Because every time they come out with their new set of lies, more and more people convert. 2018, November of this year. Happy New Year, by the way, folks. In November of this year, you're going to watch the Democrats get their butts kicked again. Now, look, I talked to a couple of congressmen, and they were telling me, well, Kev, we have some vulnerable spots. They aren't even worried about the Senate. It's a foregone conclusion. We gain more seats in the Senate. Their concern is the House. And I said to that congressman, you give me a list of the House seats that are most embattled, and I'm going to go personally and work with those campaigns, and we are going to crush those Democrats. Just give me the list. He says, done. You interested in helping? You interested in getting me around the country working on these campaigns? Because that's what we're going to do. We are going to change the minds of blacks in some of these gerrymandered districts. We're going to get them thinking differently. And we're going to move that vote over to the select group that we say we've got to have. I'm not going to leave it to chance. I'm going to start early. We're going to be hitting the media circuit. I'm talking about doing everything. I'm going to list these people by name. I'm going to become very active in that regard. You get on board. Help us out. Mostly in battleground states. That's where we're going to want these people. So get us the races that you think are the most important. Now, we're gathering this from other people, but I've got a project that we're launching for this. Anyway, what I want to talk about right now is social media. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey praised a Medium article that claims there's no bipartisan way forward and that the U.S. has two conflicting worldviews that must be resolved in short order. And Dorsey tweeted this on his personal account, and he says this is a great read. And that read was essentially that they must not pay attention to us. I'm talking about conservatives going forward. They must dismiss us. They must smack us down. This is a time when Twitter bans conservative accounts deemed to be in violation of their terms of service. They also shadow ban. You know what that is? They make a user's post invisible to others. And that allows the site to determine what gets seen and what doesn't get seen. And our stuff doesn't get seen. So what did this article say? In the Medium article titled The Great Lesson of California and America's New Civil War, author and media consultant Peter Lydon and political commentator Rex Texera wrote in part, in the early 2000s, California faced a similar situation to the one America faces today. Its state politics were severely polarized, and the state government was largely paralyzed. The Republican Party was trapped in the brain-dead orthodoxies of an ideology stuck in the past. The party was controlled by zealous activists, corrupt special interests who refused to face up to the reality of the new century. It was a party that refused to work with the Democrats in good faith or compromise in any way. The solution for the people of California was to reconfigure the political landscape and shift the supermajority of citizens and, by extension, their elected officials under the Democratic Party's big tent. And it went on to say that California today provides a model for America as a whole. They want what's happening in California to happen all over this country. Make no bones about it. And Jack Dorsey endorses it, a guy who has a massive control over the information that goes out. Zuckerberg's the same way. These are the very same people that sat in a room with Barack Obama and toasted his election win in 2012. And you think they're going to cut you any slack? You think they care? Let me tell you, I'm so sick of telling people about joining a different service, mostly mine, teapartycommunity.org, and changing the paradigm. Because let me tell you something, it doesn't matter what we do in media any longer. What matters is where you're getting your news through social media. Google controls 80% of the traffic in terms of search engine. So you have that. Facebook, in conjunction with them, they then determine what they want to have you come out, you know, have you see, as does Twitter, as does Instagram. All these things are owned by lefties, and we just gobble them up. And as soon as somebody that does something on the right, you know what people say? Well, I mean, I know Zuckerberg is bad. I use Facebook. And you come up with a lot of rationale for why you want to stay there. Fine. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to lose this country. You're going to lose. You're going to have a California system everywhere. It isn't going to impact us now because we're going to go beat. I'm going to go kick their butts with without my social media network, teapartycommunity.org. I'm going to go kick their butts on your behalf. But it isn't about us. What's going to happen is what's the long range? Yeah, we're going to go slug it out in 2018 when it should be an easy victory. And we're going to slug it out in 2020, which should be a foregone conclusion by the time Donald Trump's done with the first 4 years of his administration. It shouldn't even be a race. They should be saying, you know what? Let's not even bother spending $2 billion on the election. Let's just let Donald Trump have it again. That's how easy it should be. That's how easy it could be. But instead, we're going to spend a fortune on all these small little election cycles and worrying about school boards and county commissioners and aldermen and all kinds of stuff. Then we're going to get into the state reps and state senates, and we're going to get into governor's races and all that. And we're going to spend billions and billions of dollars when we could simply get control of things, make it a lot simpler, get our people in place, take much of the money out of politics, and watch this country turn itself around. Yeah, are they going to do it? I don't know. Don't look at me. But I've certainly given us the ability to do it. I had a guy who out of Ohio sends me MeWe, join MeWe. And I sent him a note back and says, yeah, remember, I'm the same guy that asked you to send something out on Tea Party Community, and you were wishy-washy about it. By the way, he runs a Tea Party group, and he's sending me something to join MeWe, some social media platform or somebody I don't even know. I don't know if that person's put in the type of effort that I put in. I've never heard of them. I mean, I've heard of the site. Other people have, Kevin, join MeWe. I ain't joining MeWe. I'm joining TeaPartyCommunity.org. That's the one I'm joining. And the reason is, MeWe can't go join up with the National Black Chamber and anybody give a crap, but the Tea Party can. The Tea Party can do things to help, you know, blacks and Latinos and women and other things, and take the moniker, this idea of who the Tea Party is off the backs of conservatives. MeWe can't do that. I join MeWe. I join he, she, and us, we, and they, you. I'm not joining anything except what we start, what I know has significance. And you should be doing the same thing. You should be pushing that stuff out. I work far too hard in this effort to be constantly having to go, please, pretty, please, pretty, please. I'm not doing that anymore. I don't feel like I've done it before, but I'm certainly not going to start.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.